Hello, family first. How can
I
help you?
It's Eugene.
Okay, hey, Eugene.
How are you doing?
Good. So let's call into the broker, see what's going on, okay? Who's this lady that you're talking to at the county?
She said she called me.
Okay, what's her name?
Understand?
Do you have any information? Are you able to call her back?
No, because it goes to the county assistance office because I tried calling her back. And it doesn't go through, like it'll drop off, and I didn't get her name. But she said that I had to call the broker so they can open a new application. Because
okay,
the application, and I can give you the number, is 610-621.
What number are you giving me?
The lady from the welfare office.
Well, if it's not her direct line, then it's not going to be helpful. Let me call into the broker with you right now and see what they have to say, okay?
Okay.
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Kimberly. Are you calling today for the first time or to check the status?
Hi, Kimberly. I'm calling with Eugene Lindsay. They had a case open with you guys, but we're told by the county they have to put in a new application because it expired, so we're calling to reopen a new one.
May I have your name?
It's Shira, S-H-I-R-A.
Right. And your last name?
Dell, D-E-L-O.
I'm sorry, spell your last name for me one more time.
Dell, D-E-L-O.
Okay. And may I please have your phone number?
It's 267-551-7419.
Thank you. And the name of your company?
Family First Care, LLC.
All right. And I'm Eugene. How are you?
Fine.
All right, if you can please spell your last name.
Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
Okay. And may I please have your phone number?
484-824-7060.
All right, so I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone in regarding your application without your written or verbal permission. All right, may I please have your date of birth?
4/10/1970.
And if you could please verify your address?
534 North 10th Street, second floor rear. In Reading, Pennsylvania, 19604.
Okay. And, all right. And then, Shira, if you can please verify your company address.
Okay, let me look for that. Winding Drive something. I don't know by heart. It's 1 Winding Drive, 3205, Philadelphia, PA, 19131.
Okay, thank you. And then I'm going to have you spell your first name for me.
Me?
Yes.
S-H-I-R-A.
Okay, I'm going to update it. They misspelled your name. One second. And the last name is Dell, D-E-L-L, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, one second. All right, do you mind if I place you guys on a brief hold while I take a look at the case?
That's fine.
Right, hold on, please.
December, January, February.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for holding. I appreciate your patience. All right. Yes, so we need to schedule a reassessment. Before I begin, I'm going to have you repeat your phone number because this is the number that the enrollment broker will call for the over-the-phone reassessment.
Mine?
Yes.
484-824-7060.
Okay. And did you need interpreter services?
No.
Okay. I'll have to ask everyone. All right. Moment. All right. Would you be available on Wednesday, which is March the 11th?
Yeah, but what time?
We have 1:30 no later than 2:30 or 3:30 no later than 4:30. If not, we do have appointments available the next day, Thursday, which is March the 12th.
Well, but what time on that one that said 4:30, what time it starts?
One second.
Because I have to pick up my wife. I got to make.
Okay. It was a 3:30, no later than 4:30. Did you want something in the morning?
Make it better in the morning. That way I can do it because she gets out of work and I don't want to be, like, leaving her outside.
Right. Oh, no, I understand. Great. So we do have Thursday, which is March the 12th. We have 10, no later than 11. Or 11 a.m., no later than 12.
10, no later than 11.
Okay.
And then so what's that one?
It was 10, no later than 11 or 11 a.m., no later than 12.
Okay, do that one.
You want 11 a.m., no later than 12?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have you down for this is Thursday, which is March the 12th. And the enrollment broker will call you between the hours of 11 a.m., no later than 12. And the person that will be contacting you, her name is Quamira, and I'll spell her name for you. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
It's K as in kite, W as in water.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Do it again.
All right. Bless you. Yes. K as in kite.
K as in kite.
W as in water.
W.
H as in house.
Wait.
A as in apple.
A.
M as in Mary.
M.
I as in ice cream.
I.
And R as in Robert.
R.
And then A as in apple.
A as in apple.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And when the enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure you, well, not arrive, I apologize. When she calls you over the phone, make sure you have your ID, and you're going to need like a copy of your bank statement if you have a, because she's going to ask you how much you make per month and where it comes from.
Well, I'm not working, so it doesn't matter. I've been
okay.
6 to 7 years applying for Social Security.
Okay, well, just let her know that, because you have to prove to the county assistance office you make less than $2,982 per month. If you make less than that, then you can get the services for free.
I don't make nothing, so.
Okay. All right, no problem. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
Not me. I don't know if her.
No, thank you so much. Real good. Thank you so much.
All right, at the end of the call, I'd like to complete a survey. It is optional.
All right. No, not today, but we do appreciate everything that you've done for us.
All right, no worries. Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker, and you guys have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.